Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hy Bithorn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hy Bithorn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Rucker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Medwick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Buster Maynard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Chase. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ken Chase. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitheck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Cavaretta moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Whitheck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitheck strikes out. One out. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bartel moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi takes first base on ball four. Rucker moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nicholson. Bartel scores. Rucker scores. Lombardi moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Medwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a line drive into right field. Maynard picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Maynard. Morello moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough takes first base on ball four. Hi Bithorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bithorn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Georges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges takes first base on ball four. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanky covering, for the out. Georges moves to second. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is one for one in the game, with a single. Bartel takes first base on ball four. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0 for 1 in the game. Witek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cavaretta moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson is walked intentionally. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Witek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Medwick hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rucker. The throw from McCullough and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morello strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. High Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn is 0-for-1 in the game. Bidhorn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Stu Martin now playing second base. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 0-for-0 in the game. Chase hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chase moves to second. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 0-for-2 in the game. Whittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chase scores. Bartel moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. Whittek moves to second. It's 4-0, Giants. Lon Warnicki now pitching. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Medwick takes first base on ball 4. Whittek moves to third. Rucker moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whittek scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Giants. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gerges fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynard is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Chase is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chase is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chase hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chase fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chase. Lowry moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCullough strikes out. Two outs. Lou Novikoff pinch hits for Lon Warnicki. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff takes first base on ball 4. Morello moves to second. Mickey Livingston pinch hits for Stu Martin. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a fly ball into right field. Maynard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry now playing second base. Lou Novikoff now playing left field. Ivel Goodman now playing center field. Paul Erickson now pitching. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Witek takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rucker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Medwick hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lowry fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson scores. Goodman moves to third. It's 5-2, Giants. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Giants. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-3 in the game. Maynard hits a fly ball into center field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Novikov hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maynard. Novikov reaches second base with a double. Al Todd pinch hits for Paul Erickson. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Novikov scores. Hack moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Harry Feldman now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Carl Hubbell now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack scores. Cavaretta moves to third. It's Cubs, 5, Giants, 5. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Nicholson moves to third. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ace Adams now pitching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morello hits a fly ball towards Semter. Rucker catches it and throws to home to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Claude Passeau now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso pinch hits for Ace Adams. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowry misplays the ball. That's an error on Lowry. Hugh East pinch runs for Gus Mancuso. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bartel bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. East moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whittek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. East scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 6, Giants, 6. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Rucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whittek moves to second. Joe Medwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Medwick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Medwick hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Allen now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Novikov bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. McCullough moves to second. One out. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Claude Passo. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCullough moves to third. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Rucker catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Rucker. McCullough scores. D'Alessandro moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-6, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and two walks. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gordon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Derringer now pitching. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lombardi hits a fly ball into center field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-4 in the game. Maynard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.